Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Before Officer Matt Schneider tased a handcuffed man repeatedly. Internal police records show he had been suspended twice before. The first time in May 2008, suspended for a day for failing to follow orders. A supervisor told him to stop playing with a knife at his desk, but a short time later, another officer walked by, got hit by the knife, cutting his hand severely.
All right, this report was done from ABC 15, our great partners, and it concerns the Glendale police officer who tased the guy 11 times. Listen, I think that everybody is trying to look into this man's history, and I would agree, let's do that. And let's see if there's any prior misconduct.
Yeah, is this a one and done, or has he done this before?
I don't know anybody who could really say, oh yeah, that 11 times tasing, yeah, that was good. It wasn't good. Cops are saying it wasn't good. There are police experts saying that was not the right thing to do. You don't tase a guy 11 times, and certainly not in the groin in the last one. You know, so, but here's the thing. Does he have, like, not a previous record, but does he have, was he reprimanded? Were there some problems with him?
Well, you're looking for a prior record.
Yeah.
And disciplinary action.
Some of the things that I'm hearing, I don't, like right there. Do you care that he had a knife and he was just messing around with it at his desk? And somebody said, hey, why don't you quit it? And he didn't. And unfortunately, he did cut a guy. It's not like he stabbed the guy on purpose. It was an accident. That doesn't do anything for me. That doesn't mean that this is a bad cop. It means he did something stupid while he was in the office. So I don't know. It's not like he did that on patrol. So I don't care about that.
Okay.
I would discard that.
Okay.
If you're asking me.
But if you look at in totem,
mm-hmm.
if you look at everything as they add up, is there a history of him making bad decisions? Is there a history of him acting as though he can do anything and get away with it? Is there something that leads you to believe he shouldn't be on the street patrolling because the decisions he might make might put the community in jeopardy?
In June 2008, Schneider was suspended another day after he intentionally ordered the destruction of a citizen's personal property after prosecutors dismissed the case against that citizen.
All right, to me that sounds petty. I don't like it. It sounds like maybe he had an axe to grind. Is that the right
yeah.
way to use that word?
Yeah. An axe to grind against the person
against
he
the
arrested.
Person. Yeah,
against the arrested,
sure.
right, yeah.
That's not doing
right.
much for me either, even though
right.
I think this guy did a bad
do
job
want,
on that traffic stop.
Do you want an account of he tased another guy too many times?
I don't
Would
want
that be
anything.
A red flag?
I don't, it's not that I want.
Because to me, these are red flags. In totem, these are red flags.
I don't see a red flag yet.
Right.
The biggest red flag, my goodness, happened in 2016
but that may
when
be,
he was on patrol and but, he did that to that guy.
But that's maybe the reason to get rid of him because the next time, what is he going to do?
Well, then you got to say...
Because it looks like it's escalated.
And tucked into that suspension, it says Schneider was also disciplined for unbecoming conduct in 2005.
Why?
Although it doesn't say for what.
Okay, then I got to discard it. I don't know unless you tell me what it is. Listen, I'm not trying to sit here and back this officer because I think what he did in 2016 was wrong. You don't tase a guy 11 times, especially in the testicle.
But you also don't play with a knife when your superior has told you to put the knife away either.
That doesn't
so
tell
that
me
was
that
insubordination.
Okay, maybe officially that's insubordination. That doesn't tell me he's a bad cop.
How about poor judgment?
Right.
It could be poor judgment, Becky
and that
Lynn.
Could,
yeah.
Each one of those
that's
could
where I was going.
Continue on.
That this, to me, escalates that he doesn't care about community safety. He's going to do what he wants to do. And if he wants to get rid and destroy the evidence... He's going to do it.
Well,
what else is he capable of? He did.
It was destroying property.
Property that right. was not used as evidence because they dismissed
right.
the case.
There's a difference between evidence and property.
No, no.
Well, sure there is.
No, there's no. You take stuff into evidence just because it wasn't used as evidence. He thought, I'll destroy it as a screw you to somebody else,
think,
even though they didn't use it.
I think that's what happened, yes. Yeah.
I mean, I just don't like his judgment either. And he
okay.
sounds like, you know, again, how many times do you give this guy some kind of, well, you know, he's not a good guy.
I don't
or,
know.
Or see, I don't know.
Or,
well,
or
I do know 11 times and once in the family, whatever.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Well,
I'm sorry. You can't do that.
Here's the other part of it. Do you fire an officer because of one incident? Are cops?
But it's not one.
I'm saying it's one. I disagree.
But it's
saying it's one.
Well, how can you disagree when he's been written up and suspended? That's not one incident.
I don't.
He's got a record.
I don't think the other stuff that I've heard here. This is. Let me tell you what wasn't brought up in this story necessarily. In 2018, investigators said that the Glendale cop who tased the guy 11 times refused to ride with certain members of the squad or respond to them. So he's choosing to not do something.
Right, for a fellow officer.
I don't like that.
Right.
That I don't like.
But again,
why?
That's a bad decision.
Yeah.
That's a bad decision, and it kind of sounds like his stuff doesn't stink, and he'll do what he wants. That sounds like a rogue cop to me, and I don't want them on the street.
I don't know. See, that's the tough thing. You know, I don't want to excuse, and I won't excuse what he did on that day to the guy with 11 tases, but could it be that was a bad day for him? He had a bad day. And do you fire a guy for having a bad day? Now, police officers, they've got to be on a different, higher standard. I totally get it. But if there wasn't an incident of him being on patrol and roughing up a guy or tasing another guy when he didn't have to or shooting a guy when he didn't have to, see, those are the things I'm worried about, and I don't see that in his record. What he has in his record now is the 11 tases and one in the, you know, and that's
and he was disciplined for that as well.
He was suspended for 30
hours. Right.
For 30
hours.
30 hours.
Right. The other part that doesn't make sense to us is why doesn't Glendale PD say where he is? Is he on desk duty or is he on patrol?
Has he been on patrol since this happened in 2016?
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on with this guy. Now, are they doing that to protect him? Are they doing that because there's another part of the investigation we don't know about? But again, usually like when an officer fires his weapon, they're usually on desk duty. In other words, they've been taken off the street. You know that they're not doing what they normally do, right? We don't know where this guy is.
There was apparently another significant event known as the chair incident that the department failed to investigate fully and document in 2016. That's the record show from ABC 15. I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Because they didn't explain it.
Okay, well, then why are we even talking about it? If it's not explained,
I don't know.
What's a chair incident? Did he throw a chair?
Did he pull a Bobby Knight?
Did he break a chair?
Or did he use it as a weapon against somebody?
I can't hold him against it. If I don't know what it is. A chair incident doesn't sound very good. Sounds like he threw a chair.
Or used a chair not for its main purpose, which was sitting.
I think a lot of the things brought up by ABC 15 in this report are not very big to me.
So you would want another on patrol. He did something to somebody
that
just
isn't. Not even
that I want.
If that's the case,
well,
then
where's
yes.
your burden? Where's your burden of proof? Is it another incident on patrol, not against fellow officers? See, to me, this is just escalating and escalating to the point where what is he going to do if somebody else ticks him off and he's having a bad day? Does that person wind up dead? I don't want to see that happen. Does this guy understand what he's done in the past versus what he did 11 times?
The only thing in this report I don't like is that he doesn't want to ride with certain members or respond to other members of the police force. I don't know where you get off doing that.
That's another act of insubordination.
I don't get that. I don't get.
Right.
And that sounds very dangerous to me.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4. This is what we do starting at 4:05. We take 20 minutes. We bring you four big blockbuster stories. And big story one is the Glendale officer. Is there a background? Does he have other incidents with the Glendale PD that we're just finding out about? So coming up, we got big story two and three. And big story two, round two will freeze Arizona. We'll tell you what that means in a second.
The Big Four at 4. Big story two.
For the Valley, we're likely going to see more widespread rain by Thursday, impacting the evening commute. It will be an ABC 15 Weather Action Day.
Oh, geez. We got
weather
ABC
action.
Weather Action Day.
Weather Action! What is a Weather Action Day?
I don't know, but I can't wait to watch it.
Okay.
Tonight, tomorrow, and the next few days, we're probably going to get freezing temperatures overnight. And on Thursday and Friday, it's supposed to pour, but here's the deal. I mean, if it's not an atomic river, I don't really give a crap.
Atmospheric.
If it's not an atmospheric river, like last week, I don't give a crap.
You know what they're saying?
I mean, really,
we might get more rain out of this than the atmospheric river
that dried up. What's the name for this storm? You got to have a fancy name. Atomic River.
How about rain apocalypse or rainalypse?
Something with ocean. Is this going to be so good that an ocean is going to come over the valley and then?
I see. How about the 11th plague? Weren't there like 10 plagues in the Bible?
I don't know. That's kind of freaking me out.
Wasn't that? Yeah. When frogs start falling from the sky, then you know somebody is ticked.
Or sharks.
Sharks do not fall from the sky.
Sharknado, man.
That was a movie, not a biblical plague.
Yeah. Has it been colder this winter than in the past?
Yes. I mean, just
anecdotally.
Are you
looking at your radar right now? Or
no,
you just
I'm looking at my memory. Anecdotally, I've had to put stuff on plants and flowers now, like six times. Where like it was like one or two nights out of the year.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing it six times.
Hey guys, look at this, Becky Lynn. What do you see?
I wouldn't pull that down.
What do you see?
You
want to
get tased there?
What do you see? Long underwear.
Oh, is that what he's showing his underwear on the radio?
Well, it's
that
long underwear. No, it's
often.
Okay. It's long underwear. That's how cold it is. Gatos wearing long johns.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. All right, it's going to be cold the next 2 days. Big story three, please.
What is it, an action watch? What is it?
Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah, action day.
All right, here's Iris Aramosillo.
For the Valley, we're likely going to see more widespread rain by Thursday, impacting the evening commute. It will be an ABC 15 weather action day.
I love it. An ABC weather action day.
ABC 15 weather action day.
15 weather action day.
It's a WAD.
Weather 15.
No.
Okay.
Weather action day.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4. Four big blockbuster stories to start your 4 o'clock hour.
The Big Four at 4. Big story 3.
Why are you insulting me?
It's a defense mechanism. I guess it's to hide my feelings when I'm deeply upset.
Oh, well, I understand. In that case, I won't take it personally.
Thanks, you human mattress.
That is a clip of the Golden Girls, because right now we're going to talk about grandmothers.
Yeah, mad grandmothers.
When I think Golden Girls, I think grandmothers. Don't you?
Did any of them have children? I don't know.
Well, they're old.
Does not make you a grandmother.
Dorothy had children.
Okay. There's a group in Arizona.
A grandmother group.
Yeah, badass grandmas. That's what they call themselves, or bags. They said they are trying to make efforts, as a persistent group of grandparents have been working for years, basically saying there's a big disparity between what grandparents get when they have to raise their kids versus what a foster parent gets when they take in a foster child through the state. So when, like, mom or dad have issues and the state says, we're going to take your kids, if they give them to grandma and grandpa, they get $75 a month. A month,
and if they
to
give
take
them
care of that child
to someone like you who took in two foster kids and then later adopted them,
right?
They were giving you $600
on average.
Is it per child? $600 per child?
Per child.
Why is it more? Why? I mean, if grandmothers and grandfathers are stepping up to care for their grandchildren because their kids can't care for their own kids,
right?
Why don't they get $600?
That is the question.
Why do they only get $75?
That is the question, and that is why there are places like Arizona Helping Hands that we've been a part of, that we've helped out for now years, because $75 on a retirement income, and you need to get a crib, you need to get formula, you need to get wipes, you need to get diapers. They don't have the money.
That's not fair.
They don't have the money. So they want a bill that says we want at least more. I don't know if it's $600 worth more, but it can't be $75.
No, that's no good.
No.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announcing he's ready to make another run for president.
How old is he? He's going to be 79. I think if he were to win.
If he won and was sworn in, he'd be 79 years old.
I'm asking you today.
I got to get my Bernie going
again. That's right.
To be part of an unprecedented grassroots campaign.
You want to talk about a grandpa?
Well, now, he is a grandfather. You're right.
Well, he did.
Maybe even a great grandfather.
This news comes as California Senator Kamala Harris made her first trip to New Hampshire.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
So you got Bernie Sanders now saying he's going to run for president. Do you want to guess right now the odds of him winning against Donald Trump?
Are there odds out there?
There are odds out there for everybody who said they're going to run.
50 to 1. 10-1?
14-1.
Okay.
Trump, 3-2.
I don't know who's going to win the election, even though I told you who was going to win the last election, and I was the only one to do it. I have no idea.
But it's not going to be Bernie Sanders again?
I have no idea.
I mean,
can Bernie,
good for him.
Can Bernie do what he did? First of all, Bernie should have been the Democratic nominee. Hillary screwed
right.
him.
We know.
The Democratic Party screwed him.
Yeah.
And can Bernie get lightning in a bottle again with millennials? And
no.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
I will answer that because
yeah.
I know that.
Right.
The answer is no. This was Howard Dean. Howard Dean caught everybody until the Dean screamed. You didn't hear from Howard Dean any other time. Bernie Sanders was a once in an election cycle phenomenon. He could not, cannot, will not sustain that kind of intensity, that kind of interest. I'm sorry. He's a nice guy. We interviewed him, I think, once or twice on
yeah,
the show.
Right.
He's one of the most passionate people. I truly believe that. He believes what he believes. I couldn't vote for him, but we're not going to see that same phenomenon like we did back then.
He won over 40% of Democrat votes in 2016.
Yes.
It was an incredible campaign, whether you love the guy or not.
Right. But I don't think he can capture that again.
The Big Four at Four. That's it.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
All right, coming up, Mac, we're going to replay the Shane Doan segment that you went all fangirl on.
I'm not ashamed.
You're not ashamed?
I'm not ashamed.
You were smooching his butt the whole time. You'll hear it now.
I was giving him respect.
All right, let's go to break.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Drive home informed and entertained, Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Well, one of us was a little fangirl earlier today when Shane Doan, Captain Coyote, came into our studio, sat with us, Mac.
I've got no regrets.
I know. You were a fangirl. You geeked out.
When was the last time you had you actually could express your true feelings for someone who you watched from afar for so many years?
On Sunday, the Coyotes are going to retire his jersey.
Yes.
We had four tickets, two pairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, let's bring Doner on, and then let's have people call and give their best play-by-play of Shane Doan scoring a goal.
Right.
Best one wins.
And he loved it.
He loved it. Take a listen. This was earlier today with Shane Doan.
One of the greatest human beings to ever traverse the earth is in studio with us right now.
Me, Gatos.
No.
No.
No. We're talking hockey.
Oh.
Shane Doan, former Captain Coyote, his number will be retired, and a ceremony will happen on Sunday during the game out in Glendale, and he's in studio with us right now. I miss you. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Donor,
I miss you on the ice.
Donor, look at him. The man is going to be brought to tears.
Oh, it's coming. At some point,
look at him.
Some point in this interview, I'm just going to. Look. For somebody that didn't like hockey until he was 40 years old and discovered the Coyotes on just a happenstance, and I fell in love with the game once I went to a game and understood what was going on. To watch you. And to watch the way you played and how you were as a human being when there are so many other bags in other sports that are just all about themselves. It was an honor to watch you play. You brought so much to this community that you kind of feel like you know you. Does that make sense? You played for so long. You stayed here during the off season. A lot of people feel that you know you. And now I have to go outside because I'm going to cry.
Thank you. I mean, it's amazing. You know what? One of the things I'm most surprised at is the fact that so many people, and I'm always surprised when people are like, man, I feel like I grew up with you. And I'm like, I feel the same way, like with the Valley.
Yeah.
It's such a cool.
Yeah.
This is home. I've been here 23 years. I've never been anywhere more than 15, and this is home, and it's cool to see and talk to people where that was their experience because the sport was so new, and I was kind of the guy that they identified
right.
with. And I thank you. I'm beyond honored because I'm thank you.
So let's have some fun.
All right.
Got Doner here in studio. He's going to have his number retired on Sunday. We have two pairs of tickets. If you want to go to this game,
and you should.
You can't just call up because that's not how we roll.
Correct.
You've got to do something. So what we're going to ask you to do is we're going to ask you to give your best play-by-play of Shane Doan scoring a goal. The donor is going to pick who he likes. If you excite us, if you get us up off our seats, if Shane likes you, guess what? We're going to hand you a pair of tickets for Sunday's game to see Shane Doan get his number retired.
Rita, you are in Phoenix. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, give us your best Shane Doan scoring a goal for the Coyotes. Go
ahead.
Here we are. We're watching the Phoenix Coyotes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is quite a game tonight. Here comes the captain, the Shane Doaner. Down the ice. He's passing it to Ronick. Ronick back to Shane. Ronan, he scores.
Oh, and the horn.
I got the horn, man.
Rita, that was beautiful. Thank you.
All right, Rita, hold on. Very good.
Oh. All right, let's put her on hold.
All right.
All right, Doaner, think Rita, maybe, okay?
Yep, definitely. Okay. Definitely, Rita's in there.
All right, Mike, you're an Ahwatukee. You've got some tough competition with Rita there. Mike, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Here we go. About a minute and 30 left to go in the game. Ray Whitney takes the puck across the blue line. Shane Doan tops on the left circle. It's the shot. He scores. Shane Doan with the hat trick. Doaner, yeah!
How many hat tricks did you score?
Two. Two.
You remember them both vividly.
Yes, I do. It only took me 1,100 games to get the
Jeez. Jeez.
All right.
So far, pretty good.
Very
right?
good.
I have the
Very
Chicago
good.
Blackhawks hockey goal here. Let's see what that sounds like. I don't know. It's just in here. I don't know. What do you think of this?
No, we don't like the Blackhawks. What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm just saying. I got it. It's in my... I'll use the Coyotes one.
Jeez. All right. Jacob, you're in Gilbert. Jacob, can you... Can you beat...
Sorry, my bad.
Jacob, that's never happened before, I swear. Yeah, a little premature.
Sorry
there.
About that.
Yeah, you get fired at the arena. All right, Jacob, go ahead. Give us your best Shane Doan scoring a goal.
Doan, in the shootout against Anaheim, comes down the wing, kind of snakes in, looks out, Gibson takes the shot, his stick breaks, and the puck goes in the net.
Now, that actually happened.
It did actually happen.
You scored a goal by breaking your stick, and the puck just kind of lost velocity, but just snuck under, right?
Yes, it was the ultimate kind of not planned accidental changeup. It worked out well.
All right, Tina, you're in Surprise. Tina, can you give us your Shane Doan scoring a goal moment?
Oh, yeah. It's Dvorak. Don't shoot. He scores. The Captain Coyote scores. Oh.
Oh, the howl.
The howl, too. Okay. All right. So you've got... Okay. I got it. Jeez. Rita? Mike? John? Jake? Tina? Out of those five,
you got to pick two, Doaner.
Yeah, I might have to go with the ones where they did the games actual played, where it was the hat trick one and the one where I break my stick. Just appreciate the nostalgia.
Mike in Ahwatukee and Jacob gave you the broken stick goal as well.
And I loved them all, and I wish I could give them all tickets.
Are they still there on the line?
Yeah.
Put Mike back on.
All right, Mike, you're in Ahwatukee. You still there?
All right, what do you have to say to the Doaner? You're going to go to the game on Sunday.
I love you, Shane Doan.
Thank you very much, Mike.
All right.
Love you, too.
And Jacob, you're in Gilbert. Jacob with the broken stick goal against Anaheim.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for so many great years of hockey. Like, looking up to you was just absolutely fantastic. I couldn't have asked for a better role model.
Thank you, Jacob. That's too kind.
Yeah.
Doaner, do you get sick of people being so nice to you? I mean, are you this nice of a guy?
He just proves what you put out in the world, you receive tenfold. He just proves it.
I don't get this kind of stuff, and I'm
you're
the nicest
not nice.
Guy in the world.
No, you're not. As you just tried to horn me every single time I tried to
talk. I did not.
Yes, that's not true. Shane Doan, Captain Coyote, his number will be retired and show up at Gila River Arena. Once in a lifetime opportunity for a once in a lifetime kind of guy. All right.
That really drowns you out. All right, Doaner, we'll see you later. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on so much. Thanks.
Shane Doan, Captain Coyote, big night for him Sunday as he's going to get his jersey retired. And
he should.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
A little fangirl over there?
Yeah, now it's kind of like, I'm never going to see him again.
I know. You embraced him as he left.
I tried.
That was from a little earlier today as we popped him in studio about 3 o'clock.
He hip-checked me. Hip-checked me right off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would do the same thing.
I'm sure.
You went flying.
He still looks like he's in hockey shape.
Oh, he can play still.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask him to join my softball team. He's in softball shape.
Here we go.
See if he can hit a ball. Sure. Coming up next.
Crush that thing.
Oh, let's see. We got Governor Ducey at 5:15.
Right.
And coming up next, we'll figure something out.
All right.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, 2 to 6 p.m. on KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Coming up at 5:15, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey in studio for his monthly exclusive. Talk about the wall that Trump wants to build, and is the governor for it or against it?
Oh, okay. All right. I thought we were going to ask him, does he like Pink Floyd's The Wall that came out in the 80s?
No.
That's what I thought.
No, that'd
we were
be a
ask
waste.
Him about.
Listen, let's ask some tough
Well, I mean, he would, or... I mean, he, you know, he was probably going to college at that point, you know.
You know what I would like to talk about? Quicksand.
Quicksand?
Did you hear about this Arizona guy who was in Utah and he almost died because he stepped in quicksand?
Is that a real thing?
It is a real thing.
Ryan Osmond was hiking Saturday with his girlfriend Jessica McNeil when she tripped into quicksand like this.
What do? You help her? Or you say, hey, listen,
hey,
if I try and help
going
you,
out. Yeah.
If I try and help you.
I mean, you're nice, but you're not that nice.
I could fall in.
We could be like the Romeo and Juliet of quicksand.
As he helped her out, his own right leg became engulfed up to his hip.
Well, you knew that was going to happen.
So he helped his girlfriend,
yep,
who tripped and fell into it.
And guess what she did?
And
she left.
No!
To get help.
Uh-oh.
The best way to describe it would be to just standing in a huge puddle of concrete that basically just dries instantly.
With a storm coming in, McNeil, who was later diagnosed with hypothermia from the cold, hiked 3 hours until she found help.
So she...
Three
wow.
hours?
So she just got out of the quicksand. He's in, and she goes, I got to take a hike for 3 hours to get you.
Did she stop by a Starbucks or something?
Well,
it took her three hours?
I think they were deep in the wilderness. I don't think this was just, hey, I'm up in a mountain.
Hey, hurry it up.
I didn't know if I would for sure make it out. I didn't know if I could do that hike alone.
10 hours later, park rangers reached Osmond.
Okay, 10 hours is a little... She should have hurried a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, okay, I mean, come on.
I'm with you.
But it took them another 2 hours to get him out of the quicksand.
It's not quicksand if he can stay there for 10 to 12 hours.
It's not very quick.
It's slow sand.
It's slow sand?
One guy scraping sand away, they were able to free my leg. It was probably one of the worst pains I've ever felt.
They were forced to spend the night when a winter storm brought in 4 inches of additional snow.
How do you know what quicksand looks like? Does it look like beach sand? Does it look like desert sand?
If you remember Indiana Jones, it looks like...
It looks like oatmeal.
Right. But who wants to see oatmeal out in Zion National Park?
Delicious.
It looks like something delicious. Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Well, that was weird.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that Governor Doug Ducey's on his way into the studio for his monthly exclusive. Is there something you wanted to add?
Yeah.
Oh,
5 o'clock KTAR News expansion's coming up. New details about the Glendale police officer who tased a man 11 times. 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather is next.